I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ebola rears its ugly head again in DR Congo. We'll hear how one ministry is responding. And a new resource helps teach people just like you and me how to speak up for Christ. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. The second Ebola outbreak this year in DR Congo is deadlier than the first. 102 Ebola cases have been identified and 59 people have died. Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Woodbury says they're responding in East DRC.
MAF has been more involved in doing some testing to see if people have Ebola and also flying a medical team to an area to try to prevent its expansion further. When you're responding to Ebola, it's all about saving lives. God's given us skills and abilities to meet the immediate needs of people. So I guess being people that they can see Christ in and serving those who are suffering is what we do during this time. And we're an active part of the church reaching out and the mission medical community here.
To get involved in supporting MAF's Disaster Response Fund, get connected at missionnews.org and pray for the Ebola outbreak to be contained and for communities in East DRC to hear the gospel. Today is the last day of the Hajj, a five-day Muslim pilgrimage in Mecca for spiritual enlightenment, but many will leave feeling empty. Frontiers USA's Perry LaHaye says this is a great opportunity for Muslims to learn about Jesus and shares this story.
Hassan, a Muslim in the Middle East, was suffering from deep depression. He thought if he went on the Hajj, maybe he'd be healed. But on the bus ride home, he felt even more depressed. So he talked to the bus driver. He shared his pain. The driver encouraged him to pour out his heart to Jesus. When he got off the bus, he sat down at a bench and he prayed to Jesus. The moment he spoke the name of Jesus, his heart was filled with joy. He started jumping for joy. He didn't care who was watching. A few days later, he watched a film on the life of Jesus and he decided to follow him.
Please pray for Muslims coming from the Hajj to be disillusioned with Islam and come to faith in Christ. You can join what God is doing in the Muslim world at frontierusa.org. Next, in Eastern European politics, Serbia and Kosovo have long been at odds, but recent talk of a land swap is ratcheting up tensions. A shift toward diplomacy has some ethnic groups on edge in Kosovo, but not all of the government's alterations are making people unhappy. Pierre Husny of Horizons International says one recent change is actually working in their favor.
There has recently even been a shift in the government of accepting the evangelical Christian movement. There is a parliament member, a Muslim parliament member, that spoke at the inauguration ceremony of the evangelical church. And he said that the evangelicals in Kosovo are the future of Kosovo.
Albanian Muslims make up most of Kosovo's population. Horizons partners with local believers to make Christ known in these communities.
We need the Christian community to wake up and realize what a strategic place this is, a beachhead in the Muslim world. The Kosovar people, the Albanian people, are still quite open to the gospel.
And today we'll end with evangelism. It's not just for gospel workers. Instead, E3 Partners is teaching believers how to effectively share God's word and their testimony. E3's Jeff Johnston.
We just want to spread the gospel throughout all the earth until there's no place left that hasn't heard the message of the gospel. And in order to do that, we need essentially everyone that believes in Jesus to be a part of that. And so that's where the training comes in, is all we're doing is trying to just pass that along. And so it continues to grow and continues to multiply. So if someone trains me, then I can go train someone else and they can go train someone else.
E3 is making discipleship training available to everyone by providing resources and in-person training courses. Go to missionnews.org to connect with E3 and start training today. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News. This month, Set Free Ministries offers the free resource 33 Affirmations. Start your journey when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.